You're listening to SBS News.
After a marriage breakdown and a stage 3 cancer diagnosis, Bea lost everything. She faced the prospect of homelessness at the age of 55.
After my chemo, I went to live with my brother and my sister-in-law. So then one day came the day I had to move out. So I packed all my things in the car. And I thought, what do I do? I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a job. So who's going to rent a place to me? So then I was just driving and then I saw a park. I drove in there. And then I thought, oh gee, and then I just started to bawl.
The once financially stable graphic designer had no place to call home. She found herself moving in and out of temporary accommodation.
I didn't know what to do, really. I didn't know what help was available because I never knew I was going to be in such a situation. It's like you throw into a deep ocean, you got to try and swim. But all those temporary stuff, like when I was here, there and everywhere, it's really hard to pick up yourself. Like you're just wondering what's happening. And even now when I talk about it, I get a bit teary.
Last year, the Nowhere to Go report by Equity Economics showed 41% of people using homelessness services also sought help for domestic and family violence. That figure, an almost 6% increase from the year before. The report estimated over 9,000 women and children face homelessness annually after leaving a violent home. Full Stop Australia assists people facing sexual and family violence, and CEO Hayley Foster says one factor more than any other is driving female homelessness.
The number one reason for women becoming homeless in this country is because of domestic and family violence. And we often ask this question, why doesn't she just leave? Well, the answer to that is, does she really have somewhere else to go? And I tell you what, so many women on temporary visas and newly migrant women are actually just turning back to the perpetrator. They literally have no other choice.
Full Stop is one of a number of women's advocacy groups involved in an election campaign calling for increased funding to address the problem of women's homelessness. The Unhoused campaign and petition is asking for $7.6 billion to provide more than 16,000 permanent homes for women. Ms. Foster says the campaign makes economic sense.
This is not only an issue of compassion, this is also an issue for the economy. Investing in homes means investing in jobs, and we're looking at 47,000 jobs created from such an initiative. So we're talking about $15 billion of reinvestment back into the economy.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics' most recent data says there are around 116,000 homeless people in Australia at any given time. Women over the age of 55 are the fastest growing group, showing an increase of 31% between 2011 and 2016. Chair of Homelessness Australia, Jenny Smith, says the federal government must address a shortage of social housing.
We do need to see a platform that has our federal government taking the lead, investing in social housing, investing in the support that people with complexity in their lives need to keep that housing, but not just as a one-off, but as a sustainable year-on, year-out investment going forward.
Last year, there were almost 5,000 women over the age of 55 on the waiting list for social housing in New South Wales alone. And it's older women who have the fewest options.
They are a broken relationship away from poverty and destitution, and we just don't have the social housing in place to make sure that there is a safe and secure landing.
For Bea, it's taken 12 years, but she is slowly starting to become herself again.
And now I've grown to a stage where I'm very comfortable and confident. Every day I'm trying to better myself and, well, eventually, you know, have a life, like have a work life, have a meaningful life. And be normal again.
Francesca DiNuccio, SBS News.